Firefighters are securing the perimeter of a wildfire that raced through dry tundra, grass, and black spruce north of Healy last night. The fire burned 260 acres on the east side of the park's highway across the road from a subdivision. State Forestry Information Officer Maggie Rogers says a multi-agency air and ground response successfully knocked down the wind-driven blaze.
They had two helicopters that responded from forestry, and they did manage to drop three loads of retardant on that using two tankers.
Rogers says five crews remain on scene mopping up the fire. She says high winds last night resulted in several small spot fires across the park's highway, but they were all caught. The flames came close to burning a home on the property where the fire started. Fairbanks Area Forestry Fire Prevention Officer and investigator Mike Goyette says the fire was sparked accidentally when a resident started a snow machine.
The individual went to move the snow machine to put it away for the summer. When they started the snow machine, it backfired. The backfire had enough heat and flames, burning material coming out of it, that it ignited the grass around the snow machine.
Goyette says the flames traveled quickly due to the dry, windy conditions, but the homeowner was able to protect their residence. No private property was damaged by the fire, and Goyette says the individual who started it will not face any criminal charges or fines because there was no negligence involved. Human-caused wildfires are common during the pre-greenup period, but Goyette says most result from debris burning.